Registrations for the Telangana E-Pass scholarships are now open for the academic year 2026-27. E-Pass, which stands for the Electronic Payment and Application System of Scholarships, is an online portal run by the Government of Telangana to manage scholarship applications and payments on a single platform. First, let us talk about the application dates. The application windows for both the pre-matric and the post-matric scholarships are currently active. The last date to apply has not been announced yet, so you should apply early and revisit this page for the official deadline. Now it is time for the eligibility criteria. The first condition for every scholarship is that you must be a domicile of Telangana. Students living outside the state are not eligible to apply. Beyond this, the scholarships are meant for students from the scheduled caste, scheduled tribe, backward class, economically backward class, minority and disabled categories. For the pre-matric scholarships, the annual family income should be below 2 lakh rupees for urban applicants, below 1 lakh 50,000 rupees for rural applicants, and below 1 lakh rupees for the economically backward class and disabled categories. A minimum of 75% attendance every quarter is also required. For the overseas scholarships, you need at least 60% marks in your qualifying examination, and there are age and income limits depending on the scheme. Let us move on to the benefits. At the pre-matric level, students in classes 5 to 8 receive 100 rupees per month for boys and 150 rupees per month for girls, paid over 10 months. In classes 9 and 10, day scholars receive 750 rupees a year for books along with 150 rupees per month, while hostelers receive 1000 rupees a year for books along with 350 rupees per month. At the post-matric level, the full tuition fee is reimbursed for most courses and self-financed courses are covered up to 20,000 rupees at the actual fee. Under the overseas scholarships, students can receive support of up to 20 lakh rupees covering tuition fees, living expenses, flight tickets and visa fees. Finally, let us look at the application process. The entire process is completed online through the official portal at telanganaepass.cgg.gov.in. You begin by selecting the scholarship you wish to apply for and clicking on the registration button. You then fill in all the required details, including your personal information, your school or college details, your bank account, your address, and your income and caste certificate details. After that, you upload scanned copies of all your supporting documents and submit the application. Once you have submitted it, you will receive an application number which you should note down for future reference. Students applying for a renewal follow the same steps but must select the renewal registration option.